Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome. Monday afternoon here at Calhoun Academy. The Cavaliers are taking on St. Andrews. Half an inning is gone. There was three up and three down in that first inning, the bottom of the first. First two batters hit the first pitch. So it was two pitches, and then the guy struck out. Got to play another song here. Get down tonight. How about that? Curveball coming in there. I'm Doe Frickett. I'm your host. I'm here with Bane Hagler, Robin and Abnett, and Mims Taylor, the headmistress. Fuller Frickett's going to lead it off for the Cavaliers. He's playing shortstop tonight. Like I said, that first bottom of the first inning was three up and three down. Third batter went down looking on a strikeout. We had a chop down the first third base. Ford Conger picked it up. And we had a chop down a Lawton Wright on second base, and he picked it up and threw it over to first. So lucky to get out of that first inning so quickly. Very nice. Cavaliers off to a good start. Todd Layton down on third base in the third base coach's box. Frickett's ready. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. Frickett getting his timing.
Gotta take that first pitch and see what he's doing.
Tell you what, here's the windup and the pitch. Curveball up around his helmet, up around his eyeballs there for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Nobody out here. The bottom of the first inning. 0-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good cut that time by Frickett, but didn't get any contact on the ball. I had no idea we'd be playing this ball game today. I thought it was going to be rain out for sure. Staring over the glove. Here's the windup and the pitch. Curveball slow popped up right side. First baseman coming over. Got a little bit of room. No, it goes foul. Over there by the batting cage, by the batting shed. So, Robin, you bought some, did you buy something for the batting cage over there or something this year? You got a pad or something?
Oh, I might have something to do with that. I don't know.
You had something to do with it, eh? What was it? Exactly. Got a breeze blowing out there from left to right. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit hard. Going to be a base hit out in the center field for Frickett. Good high outside fastball. He tags it just to the left of the second baseman. That's, so Frickett safely down on first base. That's going to bring up Christopher Phillips, the right fielder.
That's something the wife knows nothing about, okay?
The who's?
The wife, that thing in the back.
Oh, the wife. Yeah, we'll keep that a secret. Big gust of air coming in the window here. Storms have evaded us. Frickett with a good lead over there. High fastball for ball one to Phillips. Layton down there going over a sundry of signals. I looked at him. He's got the gives Frickett the okay to do what he wants. Pretty good lead over there. Here's a stretch. And there goes Frickett. Swing and a miss. Frickett is safely in there at second with a stolen base. Phillips protecting him there, but that was not a ball to swing at. Too high. One ball and one strike. You think that was hit and run or that was just hit and run? Okay. He just missed it. So one ball and one strike, nobody out. Frickett down on second base. Here's the pitch. Popped up foul over the backstop here. Number 19 on the mound for St. Andrews. What's his name, Bane? Number 19, the pitcher for St. Andrews.
Ben Efferly.
Efferly. Grounded down to third. Just going to go foul. Just misses, I tell you what. Hit hard, though. Efferly? Efferly. Efferly. What's that first name again?
Ben
Efferly on the mound for St. Andrews. He's number 19. He looks like he's about 5'10", about 170 pounds. Here's a stretch. Here's a pitch. Frickett takes off. Fouled off again. Frickett easily had third that time. Layton cheered him on down there. I believe he's in the ball game tonight. Tripp Crosby down on first base. What's that count going to? One ball and two strikes. Here's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit hard out the left field. He snags it. Prickett's going to have to hustle back to second. Hard hit ball, but had him played just right out there. He didn't have to go far to catch that one. That was number 24.
That was the pitcher, number 9, Caleb Crosby.
Who's number 24 out there in left field? Oh, you're going to keep the scoreboard down there. Caleb Crosby, the pitcher, number 9, up for the Cavaliers. Batting third with one out. Prickett still down on second base. Playing the line down there, Robin. You see that? It's cheating over towards the left. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That looked good.
I'll
tell you what now.
You know how you hit the curveball, don't you?
How you hit the curveball?
Don't miss the fastball.
Don't miss the fastball. I hear you. Flag whipping around in the wind out there. Prickett with a good lead down on second. Here's the pitch. Hit hard up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Prickett's going to come around third. He's going to score easily. And the Cavaliers go out in front 1-0. The base hit by Caleb Crosby right up the middle. Kyle Gray, number 16, the first baseman.
Next up, first baseman, number 16, Kyle Gray.
Coming to the plate for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's the best way to hit a curveball.
Best way to hit a curveball is don't miss the fastball, eh?
Old baseball coach.
All right, Crosby down on first. One out, and one run's already scored there, Bane. Pitching out of the stretch. There's a stretch. Here's the pitch. Fake bunt. Squares around. Crosby going to have to get in there. He's in there safely on a high throw down to second. So Cavaliers with another runner in scoring position down on second base. Caleb Crosby doing a good job. High throw from the catcher. Layton, pretty aggressive with the steal signal down there tonight.
Go!
Nice lead down on second from Crosby. Here's the pitch. He takes off to third. Swing and a miss. He's going to be thrown out, stealing third. Got a little trigger happy there. Good lead, but a good throw that time from the catcher down to third, right in the perfect spot. One ball and one strike to Kyle Gray, the first baseman. Way outside for ball two. Kyle Gray hit a home run over against OP the other day out in right field. He's batting in the fourth slot, the cleanup man. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ooh, he gives it to him. Caught a little piece of the corner maybe, but he calls it a ball. Three balls and one strike with two outs. The Cavaliers out in front 1-0. Crosby getting thrown out going down to third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul back to the backstop. And outside, Gray just misses it. Another one way outside. That's going to send Kyle Gray down to first base on balls. Going to bring up the third baseman, number 11, Ford Conger.
Now up third baseman, number 11, Ford Conger.
Number 20, Ruben Lavender.
Conger been hitting the ball great this year. Been playing a heck of a third base. I tell you what, I remember him back in Little League on third base. He's done a great job for the Cavaliers this year. Hits a pitch. Hit hard towards first. And it's caught on a foul ball for out number three. And why is everybody staying out there? Oh, he said it bounced off the ground. I thought he made the motion for an out. Okay, Conger dodging a bullet there. Got new life with a foul ball down to first base. So one strike with two outs. Kyle Gray down on first base. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Curveball down the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Kyle Gray going to make it down to second base with no problem. So Conger, I regret, he's breathing a sigh of relief. He's glad he got a second chance at that.
And number 20 is Reed and that.
Two
Who's that now?
Huh?
What's that?
Evan's nickname is Rude.
Oh, yeah, Evan Rude. Too low.
So you're just going to Rude now.
Just Rude. One ball and one strike. Evan Rude. Rude, just plain Rude. Nabnitz on deck for the Cavaliers. He's the catcher, wearing his shin guards. Here's a stretch. Here's the pitch. Hit hard. Ooh, just goes foul down the first base line. Trip Crosby with a big old chaw down there. Something. I don't know what that sunflower seed, the tobacco, or what that is. We got a no tobacco policy here down at the Calhoun Academy, don't we? There is not a no. Oh, that's okay. That little fun fact was brought to you by Red Man. Go to the pocket.
Golden Blend.
Golden Blend. Red Man. Here's a stretch. Kyle Gray toying with a shortstop. Hit hard. Chopped down towards short. He's got to go back for it. Pumps it. Going to have to hurry. Conger's in there safe. Here comes Gray home. He's in there safe. Cavaliers out in front 2-0.
There we go.
All right. Ford Conger with a chop down to short and hustles down to first. That's going to bring up Rude. Anabinet, the catcher, number 20. Get a little go-go juice there, Robin. A two-out rally. Two runs. Not too shabby. I like it. Getting off to a little head start. Don't you, Bain Hagel?
I'd like to have a
10-run after
five.
I see
Bain might have a ham in the oven tonight. You never know. Evan's been hitting the ball great. He's been hitting line drives. He's just been getting robbed. I don't know what that pitch was. He's got the American flag on his lapel there, the back of his shirt. Never seen anything like that. Here's a stretch. Here's the pitch. Popped up over towards second base. He's underneath it. Conger rounding second. And that's out number three. So Cavaliers got two runs. Bottom of the inning. Going to the top of the first. Top of the second. What am I saying? I have no idea what I'm saying. Robin's all disgusted back here. Getting me out of sync.
I'm not disgusted.
Robin, we're going a little life in the fast lane. You know what I'm saying? Taylor Bonnet warming up the pitcher out there. We got Caleb Crosby on the mound. We got Fuller Prickett down on short. We got A.T. Hughes out in left field. Elijah Otts in center. Lawton Wright's on second base. Kyle Gray's on first. Ford Conger's on third. Chris Phillips out in right field. I don't know, Robin. What about it? Seven Bridges Road? Oh, take it easy. Okay. We're trying to pump them up, Robin. We don't want them to take it easy. Layton down there having a conversation with the umpire behind home plate. It's like they got it all figured out. Flags just whipping in the wind out there, Bain. Very breezy. Very breezy. Uh-oh. Looks like we got a lightning strike. People are coming off the field. Bain, that's not good. That means automatic 30-minute wait. What in the world am I going to talk about for 30 minutes? All right, Bain.
Okay, dude.
How's work going?
I put that on pause for 30 minutes.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Whipping out there
work
in the wind.
Great. 3 years close.
How about the softball now? The softball game can continue. They just haven't gotten the message down there.
What about
Won't you get on your phone here and shoot some stuff and tell everybody that I'm broadcasting on the radio and listen to me?
Okay.
You know, I know you hooked up with all the pulse of St. Matthews and Facebook. You know how to log on the Blog Talk Radio? Give me the weather report there, Robin. What's the radar looking like? Looking bad. Looking bad.
Yeah.
Who didn't know that?
It'll be a quickie.
You think it'll go over in 30 minutes?
Oh, quickie, that's going fast. Oh, rain.
Put it in
30 minutes is not a quick.
Put that radar in motion, Robin, and let's see what it, how long it takes to go across the blue dot.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Put it in motion and see how long it takes to go across the blue dot.
We're just getting to it.
That's not 45 minutes is not quick.
No, that's not quick. But these people came from a long ways off, Bain.
So I think we need to give them a little.
Augusta?
No, Savannah.
Savannah.
Savannah. Actually, from Wilmington Island down on Savannah.
Yep, it is.
So did he call the baseball game off over there?
We up two. Does that mean we win?
4-0, I see.
Huh?
There comes your friend and mine, Blake Edmonds. Blake, we got to do a lot of talking here.
How's the consent?
What was the take out there on the gate?
Well, Dave, it could have been worse. Could have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I paid.
Yeah.
You got money out of Robin. You did pretty good.
No, I'll ask for. Wait a minute now. 7.7 miles away.
7.7 miles away. The storm. A ham sandwich. That's what you're looking for. You don't have a ham in the oven tonight.
Don't have a ham in the oven tonight,
dude. Bain usually cooks a ham.
Oh yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I was looking forward to one of those nice hot dogs that has a concession stand.
Yeah. He's running a concession stand tonight.
Well, nice you got Volcano, but
I do have Volcano.
Play that. That's
sort of
like a, stormy sort of thing, you know?
You like that one,
yeah.
Storm kind of a song.
Yeah.
I see.
But it's going that way, though.
And, of course, that doesn't come right up, Robin. Oh, my goodness. Getting a little wind on the microphone there. Is that it? Yeah, Robin and Abner. He's an old Jimmy Buffett fan. Used to go to him religiously.
And poor Blueberry Daiquiri's down those.
I thought about that the other day. Fuller said he wanted to make some daiquiris. And I thought about how crazy we used to go making daiquiris. Like, that was a big thing. But they're too sweet.
Yeah.
That's what I found out. After about the third one, your stomach starts to go into a knot.
And they don't come out of your cold pretty easily either.
It's a lightning report from the lightning lady. What did she say? Everybody has to be in the dugout?
The dugout is not a certified lightning safe.
That goes for students.
Yeah.
You can't tell the fans.
Well, I think we need to at least.
You can tell them, and if they don't do it, then that's their own.
That's right. Bain, let's do the whole harmless right here.
Everybody,
go for
it. Please move to the gym or somewhere inside a car.
Yeah, the teams too.
Especially the teams.
It's just a liability issue.
It's a big one, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's. Bain, don't scare the hell out of them.
We've been
they take a tornado's coming.
Tornado coming this way. You know, if y'all are outside when it hits, we're not to be paid.
That dude just put a baseball bat up on top of his head.
That's worse than putting the gimbal up on top of the boat right at the sandbar that time.
He's asking for it, isn't he?
He's definitely asking for it, Dave.
There must be a wooden baseball.
What they say, you should hold up a 2-iron or
do
1-iron.
Do we have
God can't hit a 1-iron.
Do we have tarps so that we can save the field?
It's not going to rain.
I'm sure we do.
It's not.
It's just going to get gusty, though.
It's going to rain hard, but not for long.
Okay.
Is this a certified lightning?
We just blow over. We don't still.
This is a
So we'll just fall back. So if we wear our seatbelts, we'll just land on our back.
This is a certified nuclear kit bomb.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be back when the storm passes over.
No. Yeah, but I thought you had to get 2 hours or you can stop.
I got to take a leak.
He's still on. He's got a bunch of static going on now.
How do you know?
I don't know. They're still counting down.
Back down the half.
Blessed with Marlon Perkins.
Y'all see him out there on the mound?
Who is that? Marlon
Perkins.
Oh, you know, you're right. Yeah.
So, Jim, why don't you go in there and get the alligator?
I'll stay over here drinking a six pack of beer while Jim wrestles with the alligator. I'll take care of this six pack.
I can hear your old conversation on the blog, and I'm like, did we say anything? Yeah, but
we
haven't said anything.
No, it's not. It's still counting down. It's still counting down over here.
I'm sure
he's
put it on you or something like that.
It's got a red light on it.
Who cares? I care because he'll call me.
I don't care.
I think it's my number. Those must have taped that stuff a long time ago.
Can't you hear us now? Testing, testing.
I don't want to bring the bridge on trouble, but that's not coming that way anymore.
What? Did you hear me say testing, testing? So they can hear us?
Yeah, you don't have to cut the mic off. Yeah, because once you cut the...
You lose it.
You lose it, yeah.
Lose the blog.
I ain't
messing
with it.
Robin, I'm
going to
tell you right now. Don't
can
mess it up.
You can't hit mute, can you?
I wouldn't mess with it.
I wouldn't touch it.
Dude, if you can hear this, come back up here a minute.
I know.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, it's coming right this direction. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna get wet for 30 minutes, and then it's going to stop, and then it'll be fine.
Can we at least play some music?
Show me again.
Can we at least play some music?
I'm not messing with
it. Oh, you aren't the music, the music guru.
Don't touch
it. You
can't anyway.
He's got his phone. Yeah. I'm not touching anything.
Okay, good. Good. I'll
right,
put Patty. Thank you so much.
All righty.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
What happened?
That was just Patty. I know.
Did y'all know what Elizabeth told me last night?
To get those people's
business
kind of standing around down there.
You know what Elizabeth told me last night?
Where's
Todd standing
up there?
Todd's
yeah.
I feel
true.
I'm glad
Trill
is here.
It's a baseball coach, man.
Well, 30 minutes. Thanks, Trill.
Yep.
We can let it ring for 30 minutes. Hopefully, we'll be
a little bit longer. They can relate to him.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
And young with baseball.
Yeah.
Did you come out for the long
run?
No, I forgot about it.
Did you come out for it, Robin?
What?
Alumni game?
Last week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You and Doug, y'all had a great time.
Well, I didn't think about it. Nobody told me. I didn't know about it. I didn't know that
they needed a better job of advertising.
I didn't know the OP game was rescheduled.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that. I didn't know it was going to go to that. I didn't know it was rescheduled.
Yeah.
I looked online. It wasn't on the website. I was told it wasn't rescheduled. I remember when it was, I only person's name, the only one I got is Fuller, so I texted him, was it canceled on Monday? He said, yeah, and I said, are they going to reschedule? He said, probably not, so I ain't thinking about it.
No, it'll be
don't
gone.
Ever listen to Fuller.
I should
text him. You should text him. Yeah.
That was a good game.
I ain't got your name.
That was an adorable game.
I honestly ain't got nobody's number no more. Every number I have, everybody's graduated.
I know. It's going to be sad. I know.
Well, y'all can still come back.
Yeah, I'm still going to come. Oh, well.
I remember.
Or you can be like Jonathan and Tracy and come to one game.
The alumni game?
I think they came to the game when Blake was here.
They did.
I remember when I graduated. This ain't nothing bad. When I graduated high school, I came back every Friday for study hall and hung around here for about 3 months. The first semester, and Miss Millie finally told me, I'll be like, yeah. Not come around.
Yeah.
I thought I missed the place. I got it.
I got number one too.
This pop is just popping in the room.
Everybody goes, a lot of people go to the gym.
There's a lot of cars leaving.
I know, a lot of cars leaving.
That might be softball.
I'm
going
to walk over there.
Where'd you go?
Say dry, it'd be hot.
I wonder if they pay the